1932, you're 10 years old, and you're living at Keystone. Now, the Great Depression, of course, in 1929 through 39, but you were able to survive the Great Depression because of the work of Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
So you didn't feel any of the effects of that?
Oh, we did. We just had the essentials mostly, but our mothers were very capable, and our fathers were too.
You hadn't come to Oklahoma yet.
That was 1945. That was after World War II.
All right. And in that time period, the Dust Bowl was taking place here.
Taking place there, too, in South Dakota.
Oh, was it really?
They still had farmland in Millette, and the Dust Bowl was there. They couldn't keep it out of the house. It just came through the doors and windows.
You remember that yourself?
Yeah, that's what the family talked about. They swept out the dirt, and it came through the windows and piled on the windowsills anyway.
We often think about Oklahoma as being the Dust Bowl state.
I know it, but I don't know why that is.
So then it had to affect Kansas and Nebraska and South Dakota, that whole area.
They didn't lose their land immediately. At first they'd have wonderful crops, and then they'd have poor crops, and then they'd have no crop, and then they'd hope they had enough seed to plant a new crop. Mother and I would go back there, and she'd make arrangements to do that. The ground was cracked open, and the toads were hopping out. It was really dry.
Yeah.
Grasshoppers were eating the fence posts is what they said about it.
Grasshoppers were eating fence posts. Sometimes it was a whole flight of grasshoppers. You could see them. It could even almost look like a dust cloud, but it would be grasshoppers flying.
Mm-hmm.